Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joins us now on a Monday. Alan, good morning.
And good morning to you, and thanks for being here in David's absence. We much appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, first off, the New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump Jr. was promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton before agreeing to meet with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer during the 2016 campaign, according to three advisors to the White House briefed on the meeting and two others with knowledge of it. The meeting was also attended, apparently, by the campaign chairman at the time, Paul Manafort, and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Alan, what do you make about the latest in this?
Well, it's quite something, James. As you know, I've often talked about the ball of yarn coming loose and one string leads to another. Clearly, Manafort's name has come up again and again. Donald Trump Jr. becomes the interesting part of all of this now. So what were they doing? They were attracted, according to the Times article, by the idea that this Russian lawyer had damaging information on Hillary Clinton. They are now saying it turned out she did not, that she was interested in something else. Nevertheless, I have a feeling that as investigators get hotter and hotter on the trail of how all of this stuff happened, I mean, here are people who admit, three major Trump people who admit, including his son and his son-in-law, that they were there to get damaging information from who? From the very Russians who we have heard again and again say that they had no idea about any of this going. And this lawyer, of course, is alleged to be connected to the Kremlin. It would appear to observers that this is just one more piece of the string.
And also related, President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin met for about 2 hours during the G20 summit in Germany last week. Both have said the alleged Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election did come up. Trump tweeted Sunday that it is time to move forward on a constructive relationship with Russia. Alan, is President Trump right in that vein?
Well, let us remember that Donald Trump is reported to have said to the Russian ambassador that he fired Comey, the FBI director, to get rid of the pressure on the, quote, Russian thing. That, of course, means that if in fact you have pressure and the investigators are breathing down your neck, you would love to move forward, in quotes, meaning let's get out of here. Now, let's assume for a second in this meeting with Putin that it is possible. I'm not saying it is, but that it is possible that if all of this information adds up, that Trump has something to worry about in terms of what the Russians knew and what they were offering. And this is a real squeeze play here, as they say in baseball, because what is Trump going to do if the Russians have damaging information? So now this is the man who said we got rid of Comey to stop the pressure. And now he says, I met with Putin, the Russian oligarch, perhaps dictator, and of course, KGB colonel. And I told him it's time to move forward. Well, you bet it's time to move forward if you have something to hide, which the Comey remarks tend to show.
Also at the G20 summit, the other 19 leaders broke with President Trump by signing a policy blueprint for meeting their country's goals in the Paris Climate Accord. Alan, do you think this will impact Trump's decision at all to pull the U.S. from the agreement?
You know, I am so puzzled by what would make a man who is 70 years old, who has grandchildren, put the world in danger by saying, okay, we're going to undo everything that was done by the Obama administration. And perhaps that's the key to the whole thing. For some strange reason, he won't leave Obama alone. He keeps on saying, I did things that he didn't do. Well, we know that he lost the popular vote, Trump did, by several million votes, 3 million votes. And we know that he is extremely temperamental about that very issue. And we know that he keeps on attacking Obama. But the country, the world, is being punished by saying, okay, we alone among all of these influential and major governments who are now looking better and better as we look worse and worse, are pulling away from us, and we're the monkey in the middle. We have really got a bad reputation at this stage of the game because of what he's doing. I don't think there's any question that this looks really bad from a worldwide perspective. James, there is something called right and wrong. And right and wrong in the case of this overwhelming scientific evidence is we better save ourselves now before something even worse happens.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.